Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. These are some of our Brain Trust members. As Jimmy Durante said, everybody wants to get into the act. And so now we asked them to say hello and to give us their thoughts. And so I appreciate all those Brain Trust members doing that. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're a little more obnoxious this week because this is our 20th anniversary week. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Steve Forbes is here. Steve's been with us now for over 15 years. He's been hanging out with us. You know who he is. He's the grandson of the man who founded the Forbes Publishing Group and is still going strong after all these years, and the author of so many books, including, Steve, a book on flat tax. Welcome back, Steve. Thanks again for hanging out with us.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
So your book on flat tax, I've still got the book where you're holding a little card hoping, you know, wanting to, proposing a flat tax. This was back when you were running for president. And so are we even going to get close to that?
This time, sadly, no. But I hope it sets the stage where in a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, we can sit down and do a real change of the code.
But I read though, Steve, that they're talking about having a number, millions of people would be able to fill out a smaller form.
If they go with the parts of the bill that was passed or is hopefully going to be passed by the House of Representatives.
Right.
The Senate has 7 brackets, so they make no change at all.
Wow.
And you're still going to need a long book to be able to fill the thing out. So they're making some steps, but one of the things they're doing on things like getting rid of state and local tax deductions, I do that with the flat tax, but I slash income tax rates.
Right.
So everyone gets a cut instead of trying to figure out, are you going to get a cut or not? It should be simple. And so what I'm hoping they do on when they get the next few weeks is on the business side, I wish they'd done the 15, but do the 20%. And on pass-throughs, as you well know, they've got to get that down below what the House bill.
Yes,
effectively,
thank you.
35%.
Well, also, yeah. Also, it can't, the small business pass through tap rate cannot be, just the optics of it being more than corporate rate really drives me up the wall. See.
Yeah. So wipe that one down to make that low.
Don't make your numbers on the back of small businesses. Don't give a gift to corporate America on the back of small business.
Well, then this gets to something they're really dumb on, I'm being blunt, is they put this straitjacket on of these numbers from the Congressional Budget Office, which has never been right about anything.
Right.
If you want to know the future, go to your daily horoscope. You'll get a better read of the future. And everyone knows these are make-believe fake numbers, yet they treat them as if they came down with Moses.
Right. Red letter.
And so just ignore them. You know, and they only assume 2.6% growth. Well, put in 3.6 and
right.
Solves your problem.
That's right.
So make the big cuts. And on the personal side, forget about reform now. There's not enough time. And just do either cut 5 points off of everyone's bracket or 10% across the board. Double exemptions. And the other thing is to make sure everyone gets a cut. Do what they did a few years ago. Give you back the first 2 points of your Social Security tax so everyone
mm-hmm.
gets a cut. Make it simple. Do it. And the other thing I'm really getting mad about, no capital gains tax cut. We know that works. We know that raises
right.
revenue right away.
No question
away.
About it. Well, and
so,
I've also haven't heard much about the repatriation in the Senate bill. Is that in there?
Yeah, they
see,
they
I
have
want
it.
That. I want that back because that money will go. It'll find its way on Main Street to spend money with small business contractors that the big companies use.
Sure, and that's why I wish they'd stuck with the 15%. You'd have money flooding into the country. So,
right.
Basic, simple stuff instead of making it so complicated.
Is this going to wind up looking like a Rube Goldberg thing?
That's what I'm afraid of.
Which nobody would understand. It'll make some people happy. It'll make a lot of people unhappy. And it'll wind up looking like they're too cute by half.
Yeah, it'll do some good, but why not do big good?
Well, they don't know how to do big, do they? Isn't that the swamp's influence, Steve?
I guess so, and that's where perhaps the president, as he gets back from his Asia trip, has got to sit down and look at this whole thing and give some guidance to these people. They need adult supervision, sadly.
with all of the complaints that people have had about President Trump, hasn't he been a leader on regulations, on health care, on trade? Hasn't he been a leader on those things?
Well, you mentioned regulation. Utterly unglamorous, but absolutely crucial. As you know, it costs this economy $2 trillion.
I'm convinced that's the reason the economy's growing like it is right now.
I think that kicked it from the 2 to near the 3% level.
Yep.
And it's being taken seriously by the EPA now, by the Federal Communications Commission, and energy. You're seeing it in energy. And as you know, especially with small businesses, it's nice to get up in the morning and know Washington isn't trying to figure out how to hit your head.
How about no new regulations this year? My expert on regs told my people in May, he said, I went to the register, there's no new ones.
Yeah, everyone that they want new one they've been proposing, 16 have been repealed.
Right,
amazing.
Right.
So, but you don't get headlines from it, but boy, it makes a difference.
Forbes.com, right?
Forbes.com.
So check it out, folks. It's a great place to go and hang out and learn, get smarter and learn a lot of stuff. When we come back, I'm going to ask Steve to talk about 100 years of the capitalist tool, his organization, compared to 100 years of communism. Which one won? And what have we got? What's the next 100 years going to look like? With our good friend Steve Forbes, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.